Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody was kung fu.
Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen with the American Martial Arts Alliance. Welcome to our call. Our focus is helping martial arts schools improve the power of personal branding. Today, we have with us Kedron Bowen, the owner of AppVille 101, and he's going to be sharing some information about mobile apps and how it can be used in your business to improve the quality of your communication and be able to establish yourself as a forerunner in the business of martial arts. Before we get started, I'd like to cover some of our upcoming shows. Next week, we will have on Grandmaster Joe Corley of the Battle of Atlanta. Grandmaster Corley started a new company, In Hand Marketing Warrior. We're going to be discussing how to market your school with professional videos. We're also going to be having the Sign Scientist. The Sign Scientist is a professional advertising company specializing in vehicle wraps, plus is our special guest, Grandmaster Lawrence Arthur. His topic will be 9 areas of income to ensure record-breaking months. We're excited to announce that we're now accepting nominations in the 2015 Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legend Awards Banquet and Book Publication. To learn more about this, visit our website, www.theamaa.com. Let's get ready for our call today. Again, we have AppVille 101's president, Kedron Bowen. And AppVille 101 brings cutting-edge, easy-to-use, cost-effective mobile apps to your business fingertips. Over 75% of the world's population are mobile subscribers. On our call today, you're going to learn how to connect with the consumers the way they want to be connected with. Our topic is discover 5 ways a mobile app can grow your martial arts business. Kedron, welcome to our call today.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Great. Well, listen, I really want to thank you for being on our call. You know, myself, back here a couple of years ago when mobile apps were just starting to come out, I really wanted a way to communicate with my martial arts schools. You know, you had started up a new company, AppVille 101. So let's just talk a little bit about mobile apps. And I know that you've had a lot of success. I know you built one for my school, Karate International. You built one for the Battle of Atlanta. You built several others. And then you have the general business of different businesses that you built apps for. So give us some education about mobile apps.
Mobile apps is one of the fastest growing industries in history. Things like a little bit, it's like 1.3 million cell phones sold each day. That's 5 times as many babies born per day. So the mobile industry is definitely something that's growing and it's not going nowhere. AppVille 101, we're truly an innovative company. The customized products that we design and offer engage our customers to not only connect with their target, but also connect with technology to solve business challenges that they may face to help take their business to the next level.
Can you give us some examples of ways that other companies are using your technology?
One of the great things about apps is it allows you to connect with your target, like I said earlier, but you also can do this thing called push notifications. With push notifications, everyone that downloads your apps, now you have the ability to now send them out a push notification. Basically, all that is a trigger to them so they can think about you. It's kind of like the last thing you've seen on TV or the last thing you heard on the radio. That's on the top of your mind. So if I can send out a push notification to my clients, now they're engaged about me. Also on a sports retail store. And one of the things we send them, we send out a push notification probably 2 to 3 times a week, and we might do buy one, get one half off. And the stuff that we don't offer to everybody that walks into our store, so we kind of call it like a VIP program. So when they see it, I mean, I have people coming out like, hey, man, I got to come to your store, take advantage of that deal. The reason they're telling me that is because they have downloaded my app. So we usually get about 2 people on each time that come into our store to get it. But, again, it's just a commercial to their brain, just letting them know that this is what we offer.
Is this a good tool for building your business and personal brand?
Absolutely. One of the things right now is kind of like 15 years ago when you had a www dot whatever you had. It was a big deal. Now, I mean, everybody has a website. I mean, now apps, if you type in martial arts schools or if you type in dojos and type in your state, it's not going to be that many in here. So we still got that early, that new thing that we can take advantage of it. Now, usually I tell people, don't do something because you're forced to do it. Do it because you want to be a trendsetter, not a trend follower. You know what I mean? By the time the next dojo get an app because they feel that they now have to have one, you already got 500 to 1,000 downloads more than that person.
Well, I know we've been using a mobile app for a little bit over a year, and we find that we receive on an average of 10 to 15 referrals that come in through our mobile app. One of the new things that we're doing is offering a free birthday party. So we are having our students go out, give out birthday parties to their friends between the age of 4 and 12. And this past month, it's been totally phenomenal because the app is set up that they can actually register their friends right on the mobile app, send us the information, and we take care of the rest of it. Different than a traditional referral. When someone goes out to bring a referral, to bring it in, you know, they write down their name on paper, they send it in, get it to you whenever they get it to you. With the mobile app, I'm finding that people are immediately, when they find someone that's interested in the program, is to use their mobile app. It's a good something to show off to their friends. Well, we have a mobile app. Let me get your information. Let me send this to you right now. So I'm finding that this is pretty phenomenal in that. So tell us a little bit about the push notice. Is this a good way for us to stay in communication with our students?
Absolutely. I mean, say you got a tournament that's coming up, or you got a special guest coming in on a Saturday class that you can be offering it. I mean, some people might didn't come to class that particular day or that particular week. They don't know about it. So now you can send out that push notification to them. Now everybody know about that class or that tournament that we have or that practice or that special guest that you have coming on, you have it. Or let's say you want to, I mean, you've got a lot of sparring equipment. You can now send out specials about it. Hey, bring in a friend, you know what I mean, family discount. Hey, bring two, I'm going to give you one free for, you know, I don't know, 2 months or 3 months, whatever case may be. And you can send that notification directly out to them. So you better lines of communication, because a lot of times people, that they don't know. They might not read the board or go to the website, but they're always going to have their phone. I mean, people have their phone, probably the average person probably spend at least 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours a day with their phone on them, and that's being on the low end. I think more people probably have their phone probably the whole time that they're up.
Okay, so in other words, this gives us that real-time communication.
Absolutely. What you're doing is you're taking your customers and allowing them to be customer ambassadors for you. The people that already like you and already know you spread your word. It's so much easier for me to get 100 of, I mean, for you to get 100 of your students or 200 of your students to download your app and spread your word versus going get into a magazine or go put it on TV. You don't know. It's too many barriers. You don't know what channel they watch. You don't know what radio station they look at or magazine, but you know that everyone has a smartphone for the most part. 92% of people have a smartphone. So you make it easier for them now to spread your word and get you more referrals and stay in better communication so they can, you know, fall in love with the dojo, fall in love with the school, so they can, you know, make it their goal to be a black belt and get other people around.
And it's also a good way for you to post your events, because I know for a lot of my tournaments and different things that I do, because we connect directly to the website from the mobile app. A lot of my clients and students, they just go and register from their mobile apps. But most times people are last minute. They forget about it. They don't do it. They can't get to their emails. But with this, it allows them to be able to register right then. And if you walk into a restaurant, the first thing you're going to start seeing is that people are out playing with their telephone. They're doing something with their telephone. They're occupying time. So when you have that mobile app, it's a good way to check for the push notices. It's a good way to check for the upcoming events. You can post even your blog on there, even our blog radio show. My students have access that they have access of getting to the show live or it's being recorded. They can come back later and listen to the show.
I think a lot of time as business owners, we have too many barriers set up. So, I mean, if you want to give me a referral, you got to fill out this right here. Last minute, you got to write all your forms, sign the form there. For us, we try to take all that pain out for your clients, for your students, for your parents. If they want to refer you, it's right on your phone. If they want to register for that tournament, it's right on your phone. If you have an event that's coming up, whatever form of communication, whatever you need, is all right there in one place. So you take down those barriers. So now people can attend your events a little bit more. And you take out all the excuses for them. I mean, it's no reason that you didn't fill out the form. It's right on your phone. And for most people, I like it for it to be simple and easy. I mean, now people, we live in a microwave society. People want things quick and easy. So if you make it quick and easy, it's a good chance your income and your bottom line is going to increase because you're making it easier for your students and for your clients.
Well, I've just pulled out my app, and I'm looking here at the push notices that we sent out this past weekend, and it allows us to put up about us. So it has that information there. The students, they have access to the school calendar. They can vote for their favorite instructor. We have a photo gallery on there, directions to the school. We have a button here that they can call directly to the school. They can share. They can actually go to Facebook. This app actually has more than my website almost. It provides an excellent way for us to be able to communicate with the students. And plus, they see that Karate International logo. They see our logo. They start to connect with that logo. That's what we've really been working on doing, is building our logo that is recognizable for our students, recognizable for their friends. And again, when they pull up their mobile app, this is something that looks very exciting. The app, the pictures change, so it makes you want to interact with it.
Absolutely, and I promise if you probably go to the iTunes Store or Google Play and type in Karate School in your city, it's a good chance. It's not going to be a lot of dojos right now that's using that technology. I mean, it's one of those things that people catch on really, really late. They know that everybody has a smartphone, and the numbers with mobile is absolutely insane. But it's something that we normally don't do until it's too late. I mean, all I try to tell people is it's all about solving problems. How can you make it easier for your clients and for your customers and for your students, which in the end is going to make it easier for you when you stand out amongst that competition.
Okay, so in other words, delivery is the key for getting that interactive communication going on with your students or with your clients.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to be able to communicate, and again, I stress making it easier for people to engage them, take down all the, all the headache or all the barriers that you might have up in place and make it easy. When you can go there, anything you need to know about your dojo is all right in one place. They don't have to go to this place and search this. Take them off of Google and Bing and Yahoo, because when they go up there, it's going to be a whole lot of other dojos that's going to come up. You get them onto your app, you eliminate them because it's not that many people up there right now. So you eliminate your competition and having them focus directly on you. And it's all about that first impression. Let's say, one of the features that you have in your app is it's called a tell a friend or share. When you share, they can text it, email it, Facebook, Google Play, whatever you want, they can kind of now spread your word. I can text them If I don't have my business goal with me, I'm like, hey, man, this is a great dojo. You need to go check out. Great instructor. My kids go there. I can make it easy. I can share it. I can fix them a link to download your app. Now that first impression is, wow, I didn't know they do all that. Because a lot of times as business owners, we lose money based on people not knowing what we do. When you have an app, you have everything up there that you do. We have this class. We do this class. I mean, you can tell everything that you do. We have birthday parties. Versus them going to Chuck E. Cheese or going somewhere else, they could have the party right at your dojo. I mean, or, hey, my wife got this class here. Oh, we offer something for your wife as well. Hey, we offer this as well. You can put all that in place instead of them bouncing around. And we can't get mad. The only person we can get mad at is ourselves because we didn't have it put out in a way that they would know. But now when they show you the app, and that first impression is, wow, I didn't know they had an app. And, wow, man, this looks very professional. Nobody else can see that really has one. I mean, now you capture even more. Man, that first impression is that much greater. So if they shop in dojos, I mean, who do you think they're going to go with? The person, I mean, that gives them that great first impression.
Well, that's exactly right. We've talked about the app. We know that it's a part of the future. It's a necessity. It's an add-on based upon your goals. And this is where it's a key part, too. In all of our programs, when we're talking about branding, we're talking about improving the quality of your martial arts school, improving your own personal quality as a martial artist. So these are tools to be able to help you. You know, this is a really big change in society. If you've been in the martial arts for a very long period of time and you've seen the change in how the martial arts is evolving, the martial arts is not necessarily evolving. What is happening is the way that martial arts is delivered is now evolving. We have younger kids, their information, their technology is totally different. When I started in martial arts, we didn't talk about technology, we only talked about the technique and building the quality of your technique. And then if you didn't understand the marketing part of your information, and let's talk about marketing just for 1 second, because we talked about the app, but we really got to go back and talk about how do you, if you are a martial arts school and you're looking to grow your school, what are your goals? Because if you say, well, my goal is to just have a very small facility and only offer martial arts to the 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, then this technology really doesn't matter to you. If you're martial arts and you decide this is your livelihood, you want to provide the very best martial arts technique, training program, and information, you have to learn how to communicate with today's buyer. Because today's buyers, they're sharper, they have more tools to evaluate the quality of your programs based upon the reviews, the comments that are left online about your school. So there's so much information out there if you have a bad review, because reviews are something that's really a key part. When people now, I know for myself, when I go out to dinner, I look at the reviews. And if the reviews are good, then there's a possibility I'm going to go to that restaurant and check it out. But if the reviews are bad, I'm not going to that restaurant. That's just a waste of my time. Someone else has already been given that information about your service. So the more ways you can keep yourself educated. And there's a lot of different martial arts programs and groups out there that helps to provide that education on how to improve or how to build your martial arts business for today's customer. In our program today, this is just one of the tools. We're going to be covering information about mobile wraps. We're going to be covering information about videos, how to utilize the internet, and everything that you're doing. So it's more than just one part. So today, App Bill 101 is providing just a small part in there. And this is a tool of information, of being able to get your information there. I know for myself, I've been in the martial arts for over 40 years. 35 of those years have been running a professional martial arts school. And I know keeping up, keeping informed is a key. And if you're not informed and you're not keeping up, then, you know, your livelihood and the things that you love, your teaching, all those things are going to fall to the wayside. Kedren, when we think about business, so we're talking about the martial arts business here, but you have, you know, a whole lot of other companies, that hospitals, you know, give some examples of some other industries that are using your products.
Gyms are big, restaurants, beauty salons. We have, you know, I mean, we have hospitals, we have TV stations, any kind of service industry, nonprofits, churches, a little bit of everything. I mean, it's pretty much everybody. If you have a customer that has a phone, that's probably a good chance that you might, you know, I mean, need it. Also, if you have, like, we was talking about reviews, we have a thing that's called a fan wall. So now people can write their reviews directly on your wall and spread their word for you. One of the things with one of our business, we have a survey. So someone can come in there and say, hey, I love your service. I didn't have your service. One day this guy came into our store and he returned a shirt. And I was like, man, I think you wore your shirt. And I asked him, he's like, yeah, I just want to get my, you know, I didn't want to get my money back. I just want a new shirt. And I'm like, sir, we can't take back a used shirt. You already wore it and washed it. And he said, well, what did it say in the policy? And I showed him the policy. So he went out, came back in and asked him the same thing. He went back out and he wrote, he did a survey and, I mean, just said, hey, this guy that was in the store, I mean, wasn't nice to me, didn't give me this review. But I gave him a way out to send the information directly to me. If I didn't have an app and he didn't have my app downloaded to his phone to send me a complaint or whatever the case may be, he would went onto the internet and did that same thing. So I'm thankful that, I mean, my other company had an app in place so that we could prevent someone from going online and bashing us. And basically I just, you know, emailed him back, sent him a, you know, gift certificate to the store, and hopefully come back. But I did what I could do to try to save that customer. But again, it's all about having things in place so they don't go out there on the internet. Because now, like you said, you read those reviews. So I want to be the person that can kind of adjust and be the first one to try to make that customer happy again.
Okay, let's get down now to price and cost. You know, this is a area that everyone wants to sort of know, well, how much is this going to, what's the price? And I'd like to start off by saying it's not the price, it's what will it cost you if you don't have an effective tool. So let's talk about pricing and what do I get when I'm getting a mobile app from AppBill 101. What is it that you guys do for me?
What we do is we customize the app based on what you want. So we just pick it out based on your needs. We build it for iTunes, Google Play, and iPad and tablets. I mean, the monthly cost is, I mean, usually start at $75. And what we try to do is build a customized product just for what you need for your client's needs.
Because I know you can get generic apps and things like that online, but you guys, this is what your business is. You specialize in building the app for the client. I know your team was really great when I built my app, and it offered a lot of unique bells and whistles. I had a complete menu to be able to draw from and to bring in. And I know since we've been using you guys, you know, the service has been great. I think I got called just today, and I got someone and had solved my problems in just a few moments. And so we're back. Everything is running very smooth. People are interacting with it. So I think it's, you know, I really recommend the service. And I know that you guys built the app for the Battle of Atlanta World Karate Championship, and that app had a lot of ways of even tracking. So if you have a martial arts tournament that's coming up, you're a promoter and you really have something going on, then what you can do is actually go to Google Play, or if you have an iPhone, you know, go download that app, take a look at it and see what some of the things that the Battle of Atlanta had put together on that mobile app. And I thought that was really good. Okay. Well, listen, I really do want to thank you for being on our call. I know that you stay busy and your company is booming with success and entrepreneurship awards and really building your brand. How would we get in contact with you?
You can go to our website. It's Atville, that's Attville101.com, or you can give us a call at 423-948-7080. And you can just give us a call, or you can email me at Kedrin, that's K-E-D-D-R-A-I-N, at Atville101.com, and just mention the show, and if you end up getting an app, what we can do is give you 10% off of the cost.
All right, great. I appreciate that. This is great. And everyone, if you want to learn more about the American Martial Arts Alliance, visit us at www.amaa.com. Or you can just give me a personal call, Jesse Bowen. My telephone number is 919-618-8075. My office number is 919-489-6100. If you're looking to build your brand, then allow us our training program to support you. Don't miss in October. Don't forget to check out our website. We are hosting the 2015 Who's Who American Martial Arts Alliance Legend Awards Banquet in Durham, North Carolina. Go to our website, submit your favorite instructor for a nomination for our book and for our awards banquet. Again, this is Jesse Bowen. Then have a blessed day.
Everybody was kung fu. They fought with